morning. Hello there. It's Dance and Steve. Welcome to the podcast. How's everybody doing out there? Glad to see everybody listening in today. December 30th, 2009, 2 days before the end of 2009. Some say it's the end of the decade, sometimes it's not. Depends on how you look at things. It's one of my math problems, I guess. Trying to figure out when a decade ends. Taking a look at the news. Hey, look at that. Stuff's happening. Nobody's interested. Iran government backers pack rallies. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sometimes your oppressive government just does what they want and they don't listen to the people. Oh, wait. That's every government, isn't it? Yeah. I don't really care about politics personally. Politics bore me. It's the same stuff. Every year, every politician, same stuff. It's all about following the money. How about some internet talk, huh? Internet. I've been thinking about getting into the wireless internet. I know that at one point I had the wireless internet, but now I'm thinking more on the cellular wireless system. All the new cellular wireless systems seem to be pretty cool. I like the ideas. I like the idea of having the ability to get onto the internet anywhere, anytime. Getting to drive down the road, surfing the internet. One of these days. I don't do it on my cell phone, though. Too cheap. I'm just a cheap, cheap man. And I don't do that on the internet. On the phone. I know there's others that do, but that's expensive. You know? I got my deal with US Cellular. 4 phones, 1,000 shared minutes, $80 a month. I can't beat it. Just can't beat it. There's nobody out there that can do that other than US Cellular. And the fact that there are only 3 cellular towers in Hampshire, all 3 of them owned by US Cellular, is pretty cool. Maybe we'll talk to Spencer Devineaux, developer of a iPhone app that we should all get to know real nice. iPhone is kind of an important piece of technology this decade. Everybody's coming out with their top 10 lists. Top 10 this and top 10 that. Who cares? Top 10 things that happened this year. Stayed alive. Top 10 things that happened this decade. Still stayed alive. Except for Michael Jackson. He wasn't very good at staying alive. I know, it was disco. He was during the disco era, though, too. He was singing stuff. I don't know any Michael Jackson disco songs. Does Billie Jean count? I don't know. So what else? What's out there? What's going on? What do you know? Who do you know? The future of brain-controlled devices. They got these toys. Selling them as toys where you strap a brain sensor to your head and you make the toy work. It's awesome. One of these days. You get in your car. You think, I want to go. And the car senses your thought. And just like your cell phone, it says, do you want to go too? And you go, yes. And then it takes you. That's the biggest piece of technology that I'm waiting for. One of these days, when technology has advanced so far that I don't have to drive my car, where your car drives you, that's when it really is going to push over the edge. Apple tablet. You know what? This Apple tablet they've been talking about for years and years and years, and now it seems like everybody thinks that this Apple tablet is going to come into being in January. That this big unveiling is going to happen, and they're going to bring out this Apple tablet. The thing is, they already brought an Apple tablet to the people in 1993. The Newton Message Pad. Only sold a few hundred thousand of them. 5 years it was on the market, they pulled it. So, yeah, things have changed since 93. The whole network has changed, actually. The idea of having a device off the network is almost Stone Age at this point. You have to be connected to the network in order to have a device. My new Blu-ray player. Everybody has to have a Blu-ray player. If you don't have a Blu-ray player, go out and find one. Your new Blu-ray player. That's got a network jack on it. You just put it right into the network. It actually pulls information straight off the network, straight into your Blu-ray player. You get yourself a contract with Netflix, $11 a month, and you can watch any of their 17,000 movies that they have on Netflix for free for that $11 a month. That's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing that every device has to be on that network. We're really setting ourselves up there, I think. I think one day we're going to turn around and see that the network is down and we're not going to be able to function. We're not going to be able to do anything. We're not going to be able to say anything to anybody. We're not going to know what to do. I've always said that if the terrorists really wanted to get the United States, they would hit the electrical supply. They would cut power. Because everything that we do, everything that we have, is all plugged in. It's all working on the electrical grid. If you knock out that electrical grid, everything. Everything goes down. I see that we still don't have any callers. I was hoping a Spencer Devino would call in. So, sports. How about sports? Chicago Bears? They still play, don't they? Every once in a while. They did this week. They beat those Vikings squarely. At least in the first half. Second half, they lost the second half. But then they went into overtime because they kept it tied, and they won it in overtime with a touchdown, of all things. A touchdown throw from a quarterback, of all things. Unheard of in Bears history that a quarterback would actually throw a touchdown pass. It's amazing. We get off the bus running. Yeah, thanks, Forrest Lovey. Lovey Forrest. I was running. I tell ya. The weather, we're looking at 24, 25 degrees outside right now. December 30th, 2009. It's not too bad. Right on the average. Looking at some more snow possible. It snowed a lot already this year. We had a summer that felt like we were living in Seattle. We had a winter that felt like we were living in Alaska. I actually went out and shoveled my driveway for once. I actually went out and actually shoveled the driveway. Heather was helping. I mean, it's her thing, mostly. She does the shoveling. But I was out there. Boys were out there. We all shoveled. It was good. Got it done real fast because there were four of us. Well, two of us and then the two boys were trying. They were trying real hard, but they didn't quite get it. They're good kids. They're good kids. Christmas went off without a hitch. Everything around here was nominal. Sounded good. Looked fine. We had both grandmas and Auntie Diane and her fiancé Bernie, all of us sitting around the table for Christmas Eve. It was very good. Heather made Grandma's brisket, and Bernie got to eat his first bite of Grandma's brisket. We got it on film. We're going to keep it forever. The first time that he has brisket. Of course, he'll have to have it a lot more over the next couple of decades. Because brisket is one of those things. One of those things around here, you can't get away from it. It's better the next day. It's kind of like lasagna, only it tastes good. I don't know. I know. I'm tortured. Tortured by Italian food. I just cannot eat Italian food. Italian food and me don't get along very well. We don't even call each other. What else? Facebook, huh? This is definitely the decade of Facebook. Probably the year of Facebook, actually. A couple of years, technically. Everybody's on the Facebook. Everybody loves Facebook. If you're not on the Facebook, you don't know what's going on. go on Facebook, you wish everybody happy birthday, and it's done. You don't send them a card, you don't send them a present, you don't take them out for a drink, you just say the words happy birthday on the Facebook. Just type them. That's it. It's going to put the entire mail system on watch at this point. Why is it that the Postal Service is still running Saturday delivery? Do you really need your mail on Saturdays? Is there anything in the mail that's coming on a Saturday that if you had to wait an extra 42 hours, it would be ruined? You wouldn't pay that bill if it came 48 hours later. You wouldn't read that birthday card. Do you really need that delivery? I suppose Netflix does. I suppose there should be some sort of graph somewhere that says how many of Netflix's films get delivered on Saturday, and therefore how many get watched on Saturday. Huh. I suppose we could probably Google that, huh? How many Netflix Apparently, Netflix does not work on Saturdays. How about that? They are testing the idea. Netflix is testing the idea of having their people work on a Saturday. Right now, if you sent in a movie on a Friday, you'll find that they will receive the movie on Monday and ship out the next movie on your list that Monday, and you'll receive the next movie that Tuesday. How about that? Here's a quote. It says, our growing scale gives us many operational advantages. We're now up to nearly 60 distribution centers across America that can provide delivery to over 97% of our subscribers in about one business day. This quarter, we will be testing weekend shipping in parts of the country, which will provide even faster service, both for those new subscribers who signed up over the weekend and for those subscribers returning movies at the end of the week. How about that? That's pretty amazing. I did not know that they did not work on Saturdays. Here's a comment. It says, I often return movies on Fridays and get new ones shipped Monday that are delivered on Tuesday. I take this to mean that they will now be shipped on Saturday and arrive on Monday. That's a good move, he says. Did not know that. Doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, really. When you want to watch a movie, you watch a movie. You find a way. If you want to watch a specific title, a new release that comes out on a Tuesday, you go to a video store. They still exist. They still have them. There's still a local video store here in town. There's still a guy that operates a local video store. A little, tiny little storefront. A little mom-and-pop video store. Those kinds of little video stores that we used to always think about when we thought of a video store. My mother tells me that my father's obsession with finding video stores knew no bounds. He had to know where the video store was. Not that he went there that often. I really don't remember him shopping at the video store. But he needed to find out where it was, she tells me. Yeah, I'm much more into film than the rest of my family, let's put it that way. Rest of my friends, too. I mean, God, there's very few films that I have not seen. Just coming across on Twitter, ChicagoBears.com reports that the Bears will place Charles Tillman and Israel Adonijé on the injured reserve. Charles Tillman took that big hit Friday night. Took that big hit, cracked some ribs, fractured some ribs. One of the ribs, or a couple of the ribs maybe, bonked into his lung, bruised his lung. That is not a good sound. Don't want to hear about somebody bruising a lung. They took him off giving him oxygen so that he could breathe enough to get off the field. Took him off on a stretcher. A bruised lung does not sound like something you want to mess with. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, time for the post office to lose the Saturday delivery. Netflix has started shipping on Saturdays just in time for the post office to stop delivering on Saturdays. I think it's a good idea. One day we'll get to a point where you just download whatever movie you want. Absolutely any movie, anytime. The entire collection of human movies for the 100 years that movies have existed, and you can dial up any of them anytime. We're really close right now. I can get to pretty much any movie I want anytime right now. Give me a title. Somebody Skype me. Get me a title. I'll see if I can find it right this second. Like I said, the Netflix has the 17,000 titles that they support, including lots of TV shows. But I bet you I could find just about any movie. There's some rare movies out there. So many of them. There's so many movies. Netflix fee calculator. Well, 16 minutes so far. Rental cost. Cost of renting a DVD on Netflix calculates out to about 78 cents. Huh. That is very substantial. That's very cool. Let's change this around. Shipping days per month. How many days each month does Netflix ship DVDs? Oh, $1.23. I know. This is bad radio. I'm reading one screen and talking into the other. Taking a look here at a Netflix fee calculator. It says that if I am on a one disc at a time program, which I am, at $8.99 a month, and it takes me one day to get each of the movies, and takes me one day to send them back, and if Netflix ships about 20 to 21 days a month, it costs me about $1.29 per DVD. $1.29 to rent a DVD. As opposed to going to that local DVD shop where they still charge over $4 a night for a DVD, for a new release. $4. Then you got the Redbox. The Redbox will give you $1 a night for new releases. I love the Redbox. I think the Redbox is a great idea. I think I came up with it, actually. My wife tells me that I basically came up with the idea of the Redbox years ago when I was working at the video store. I said then that there should be some easy way to walk up to a machine and for the machine to hand you the movie that you're looking for, and you shouldn't have to have an employee standing there, much less 4 or 5 employees a night like Blockbuster still has to run. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how much money Blockbuster has spent on human beings, where the Redbox, obviously they have to have some employees, you have to have somebody driving around and putting those movies into that Redbox every once in a while, every Tuesday, for instance, taking out some discs on Tuesdays. But other than that, it really runs itself. Sure, there's maintenance costs here and there. You know, I'm sure that they have blown CPUs and Ethernet ports that have blown and they need to replace every once in a while, but that stuff doesn't happen too often, you know, and when it does, you take out the whole CPU and you replace it with another one. The cost of doing that business is very low. I learned long ago that anytime you could do a rental on anything that you own, you are going to make a lot of money. There's just no way around it. If you own something, if that something cost you $100, and you rent it out 100 times, at $1 each time, you have broken even. If you rent it out 102 times, you've made money. DVDs cost somewhere around $20 a piece. The Redbox pays probably around $10 a piece for them, which means that it takes them about a week to recoup the cost of that disc. So if they had to buy 5 copies of the new release, it takes them about a week to recoup that cost. That's amazing. Every week thereafter, a new release is good for about a month. So every week thereafter, where they're making another $10 to $20 a week on that, times 4, that's an extra $40 that they made over and above their cost of doing business. It's amazing. If you multiply that times the number of red boxes, and there's quite a few red boxes out there now, if you multiply that times the number of red boxes, you're in the millions of dollars in a very short amount of time on a $10 product or a $20 product. That's pretty amazing. You can find Redbox. Let's see, how many are there? How many are there? How many? All right, here's where the internet got me distracted. Typed in Redbox and how many, and I got to a blog about Battlestar Galactica. So say we all. All right, I got distracted. That's where my ADD kicks in. It's a fun disease to have. You never know what you're going to trip over. Never know what you're going to see or hear. It's amazing. New study has been published by the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation that claims the $1 DVD rentals from Redbox have cost Hollywood $1 billion, and that the economic fallout could get a lot worse as home video revenue losses spur job cuts and wipe out up to $400 million in wages. Wow. That's pretty amazing. The Redbox $1 rental is going to make lots of people at Blockbuster lose their jobs, that's for sure. A lot of people. As much as $400 million in wages. $1 billion to the industry. Because people aren't buying them for 20 bucks anymore, or 30. I love my new Blu-ray player, though, I'll tell you that much. Tell you that much. Love that Blu-ray. I'll pay for a Blu-ray. But then again, instead of paying for the Blu-ray, I've got Netflix. I'll give Netflix my list, they'll send me a Blu-ray, and I'll have it in my hot little hands and watch it that night. It's pretty amazing. Amazing times we live in. Back to the cellular-based internet for the car. There'll be a time, very soon, there'll be a time where you'll have access to the internet while you're in a car. You'll have your little TV screen for the kids, and they will have access to absolutely any movie that has been created in the last 100 years while in the car. I mean, it's all right. Right now, they have access to what? 20 to 40 different movies in the car? Well, in my car. Because I carry that many movies with me at any given moment. Depending on where we're going, how long we're going to be gone, and what's come out this week. But to have access to any movie that has ever been released over the last 100 years, at any time, even when driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour, that's pretty amazing. It's an amazing thought. To get a little history here. A little history. It's been, 30 years since the invention of the VHS tape? 30 years? people had video available in their homes for 30 years, and now we're getting to a point where you can see footage from any movie, anytime, virtually anywhere, as long as you have that connection to the internet on your cell phone or on your portable device. It's amazing. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to pull the trigger on that cellular-based internet. Get myself a little wireless modem. Stick it into my laptop. Oh, maybe I'll have to buy a laptop first. Yeah. See, I've lived for the last couple of years without a laptop. School has provided me with one, but for the last couple of years, I've been living on my iPod. My iPod Touch is what I use to surf the internet most of the time now. I don't usually use a laptop, even the one that school gave me. Most of the time, it's my iPod Touch. You know, why not? Why not use a portable device like that when you just need to get some little, tiny little piece of information? Try to teach the kids that. Try to teach the kids how to do research on the internet. It's kind of my job at this point. Teaching kids how to do things on the internet. Because the internet's all the rage. Wow. That is pretty amazing. That Redbox has lots of movies in it. I'll tell you that much. Lots of movies. You can choose them online. You can go walk up to the machine. It's usually a pretty big line at the machine nowadays. Lots of people have figured out about the Redbox. Figured out that you just have to walk up to it and it hands you. You know, remember the Muppets? Remember the Muppets where they had the machines that would change your face? You put in a quarter and it changes your face, takes off your nose, puts on a new nose. Of course, it works a little bit better when you're a puppet. But it's what, it's amazing how our society has gone to communicating with machines so much more than communicating with people. I pay $200 every single month. $200 a month for communication devices. For cellular phones, for internet, for Netflix, for satellite radio. $200 a month to communicate with human beings. And I don't communicate with human beings. I don't communicate at all. Any communication I have is always one way. Either I'm listening to somebody else talking, or you're here listening to me talk to myself. It's not communication. Not a single caller for this show, in fact. That's all right. Trading Places in the red boxes. Could we get a copy of Trading Places? When Eddie Murphy was funny. Remember when Eddie Murphy was funny? He was a funny man. And then he became an actor instead. You see an interview with Eddie Murphy nowadays, he goes, "Well, acting is very important to me. I find that acting helps me to become more of an important part of the world." Get out of here. Talk about your Aunt Bunny falling down the steps. That's some funny stuff. Wow. There are a lot of movies in that box. I might go out to the Red Box myself. Go find myself a movie. Not like I watch enough movies, huh? That's one of my New Year's resolutions. One of my New Year's resolutions is to record every movie that I watch for the new year. And to make a list of every movie that I've watched. Even the ones that I've watched over and over again. I should start with what I watched last night. I watched last night the 10 Things I Hate About You, the Taming of the Shrew movie. Loved it. Fantastic movie. Completely forgot. I absolutely completely forgot that Heath Ledger was the male star of that movie. Heath Ledger, stunning teenager at the time. He was probably 20. Maybe 24. I'll have to look that one up, huh? How old was Heath Ledger when he made 10 Things I Hate About You? Internet Movie Database. Love it. Heath Ledger. That was a loss, huh? Heath Ledger. Hey, one of the first pictures that comes up is from 10 Things I Hate About You. How about that? Let's see. Mr. Ledger was born in 1979, which would have made him 30 this year. Didn't make it, unfortunately. He was 29 when he died. 10 Things I Hate About You was 1999, one decade ago. So he was 19 years of age at the time. That is pretty amazing. 19 years of age. Stunning. Great movie. Great representation of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Ah, they've released a new Blu-ray version of it. They will release a new 10th anniversary Blu-ray edition of 10 Things I Hate About You, January 5th, 2010, or 2010. We still haven't decided. Includes never-before-seen footage of Heath Ledger in big, bold red letters, plus deleted scenes and audio commentary. I'll have to probably buy that one. Even though I watched it for free on the Netflix last night, the Blu-ray is going to be one of my on-the-shelf kind of movies. Widescreen dubbed edition. Oh, that link took me straight to Best Buy. Very interesting. I don't generally buy movies at Best Buy, but I do occasionally. I do occasionally buy Blu-ray movies at Best Buy. Especially when Best Buy gives me certificates that I can buy them for free. I love buying things for free. Free is a great price. I think it's probably my favorite price. Then again, I do have some Amazon certificates that do the same thing. So, 10 Things I Hate About You is going into my Amazon search, and I'm going to find it there and purchase it from them instead. And look at that. It's $5 cheaper at Amazon than it was at Best Buy. Best Buy was offering it at $24.99, and Amazon is offering it at $19.99. Add that one to my wish list, please. I love the wish list. The wish list is absolutely my favorite part of the whole Amazon experience. I can list things that I want anytime. And when I'm ready to buy them for myself, they're right there. Say Anything 20th Anniversary Edition is coming out on Blu-ray as well. My wife's waiting for the Sound of Music Blu-ray. Watched that on TV the other day, with commercials, mind you. And when I say we, I mean she, because I did not watch commercials. I don't watch commercials. Ah, RoboCop on Blu-ray. I'd buy that for a dollar. And seven more. Oh, well. I've babbled on enough. It's 33 minutes in. It's been a good show. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.